A theater company is rehearsing in Whitehorse, Yukon, before packing for a trip to Japan, but they won't be bringing any words with them. Open Pit Theater found out earlier this year that its production Radio Silence, first staged in 2022, had been selected as one of the performances to be staged at the Canadian Pavilion at Expo 2025 held in Osaka, Japan, this summer. The play, set in the Yukon and dealing with its natural beauty and adventurous bush pilots, will be making the trip to Japan with some modifications from the original version. Most notable among the changes is the lack of narration or any other spoken words. This will leave music, projected images and the masked and puppeteered characters on stage to carry the story. Jessica Hickman and Genevieve Doyen co-created the show and will perform it in Osaka. They have been at the Yukon Arts Center in recent days rehearsing alongside Brian Feidler, the third performer bound for Japan, as well as the technical team behind the project and Alida Powell, who is rehearsing as an understudy so Hickman and Doyen can get out of costume and apply a directorial eye as the show is prepared. Rehearsals are in full swing as Open Pit Theater prepares for the show's run in Japan from August 15 to 25. We've been adapting from our previous version of Radio Silence, but we've made the show wordless for an international audience, and we've condensed it and simplified it. So, in this version, we have a young girl, a Yukon kid named Pip, who basically has a pilot, bush pilot for her mom, and then her dad takes care of her when her mom's working, and that is a little bit of a glimpse into the world of a Yukon family, Hickman said. And then, due to weather, the mom's plane kind of goes down in the middle of the woods, and we have a caribou, a glowing caribou that sort of leads her back to her family. So, it's a very like condensed, simplified, 30-minute version of our longer show, Radio Silence. Hickman explained that the original version also took place in the world of backwoods aviation, but it was a more complex story about two sisters who lost their bush pilot father when they were children. Hickman said the original story was simplified partially to limit the array of masks and puppets the Open Pit crew would have to bring to Osaka. In making decisions about paring down the production for travel, Hickman said there were some elements that had to come along to tell the Yukon story that will be on stage in Osaka. She made particular mention of the fox and caribou puppets with a role to play in the show. Masks the characters wear were designed by the Wonderheads, a physical theater company based in Victoria, BC. Hickman worked with the Wonderheads on the design of the puppets. Carolyn Moon is the stage manager as the Radio Silence production prepares to cross the Pacific. She noted that the amount of props and backdrops in the show has been pared down, but there is still a lot that will have to be packed up to travel. Options are still being explored, but Moon said the props will probably be sent over by air. Moon noted a personal connection to the play's subject matter as her grandfather was a bush pilot in Yellowknife, NWT. When deciding what to keep and what to leave behind, Hickman said it was also important to retain the projected images that accompany the stage show. We wanted to keep projection, because the original production was a beautiful collaboration between our designer from Edmonton, plus Rosemary Scanlon's watercolor paintings, plus Vashti Etzel's indigenous beading. So, those three components all create this like really storybook projection landscape that really reads as Yukon, she said. Hickman said the projected images offer audiences Yukon artists' vision of what the Yukon is to them. Images will include Yukon mountains, landscapes like the Peel watershed, blooming fireweed and birch forests. She added that Open Pit Theater had to negotiate with the National Arts Center to get evening shows to allow the projection to shine. Doyen said that the Canadian Expo Pavilion itself is a piece of architectural art inspired by the shape of icebergs. She says she's excited to see how the projection and lighting for Radio Silence looks in that space. Hickman said Radio Silence got noticed by the National Arts Center based on the performance of it at Festival International de Castellers, a puppetry festival held in Montreal, and Doyen's participation in a National Arts Center playwriting project. It was a really surprising email to get, because we just suddenly were asked to go to Expo, Hickman said. Hickman noted it will be their first international tour. As a small company, that's exciting. Shortly after accepting the offer to perform in Japan, the decision was made to make the show wordless. This is because it will be presented to Japanese visitors to the Canadian Pavilion at Expo, as well as visitors who may speak neither Japanese nor one of Canada's official languages. Hickman is confident that she and her collaborators will be able to simplify and tell their story without the benefit of narration that explains each moment's significance. We are a physical theater company. So, we definitely are familiar with using our bodies to tell story, she said. Doyen said the focus for her as a performer is precision as she prepares for the wordless version of Radio Silence. Especially in masks, every single beat, every single head tilt, needs to be really precise and tell the right story, she said, noting the lack of other context in the form of narration or facial expression that audiences will be able to draw from. I think that, you know, that human connection and the directness and like, you know, looking directly at people and being clear as a performer, on your emotional beats, on your story beats, and conveying them as simply and openly and being as vulnerable as possible in your body, can go a long way, because that really is all you have, is your body and your movement. While there won't be words, there will be sound. In any mask show, the sound design is extremely important, Hickman said. If you watch a scene in mask without any music, versus a scene in mask with music, you feel completely different. It's such a powerful tool to tell the audience how to feel. Along with sound effects, the show will feature music by Kala Kinglet throughout. Expo is a 6-month event that will see more than 150 Canadian artists performing at the pavilion, Hickman said, but Radio Silence will be one of only 2 theater shows. Doyen expressed excitement about everything else that Expo has to offer that she might be able to fit around the performance schedule. I'm excited to take it all in and even just walk around and see the different architecture of all the different pavilions, but I will definitely be making a point to take in any cultural programming that is happening. Hickman said the shows at the Osaka Expo won't be the last time audiences will be able to see Radio Silence on stage, as it is booked for March 2026 in Calgary at the Festival of Animated Objects. We're really excited about that. And I think for us, it'll be a question of whether or not we tour the original show or this new version. That'll be kind of a decision that will come after Osaka and we're doing a tour of Southern Alberta at that same time, Hickman said. If things go well in Osaka from a creative and logistical standpoint, Hickman said the company may start pitching the show to puppet or mask festivals around the world. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.